The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. The first woman who even attempted to get elected to the House of Keys was a Miss Louisa Nelson of Ramsey, who stood in the island's general election of 1929 and ended up bottom of the poll with only 48 votes. But this is not about Louisa. It's about the first woman who did get into the Keys 85 years ago and made Manx political history. She was 55-year-old Mrs. Marion Shimmin, who was not only a woman, she was elected unopposed as MHK for Peel, and was also one of the earliest Labour MHKs. She wasn't Manx. She arrived in Peel from Manchester as a young woman to teach at the town's Wesleyan Day School. She gained her Manx surname by marrying Christopher Shimmin, who was MHK for Peel before her. He was a talented and highly intelligent Manxman who had travelled widely as a deep-sea sailor, under sail, wrote Manx dialect plays, and was one of the first Labour MHKs. Christopher died at his home, 23 Mona Street, Peel, aged 62, in January 1933, and when Marion came forward to try and take over his seat, promising to continue his policies and ideals, it seems to have been a fait accompli with the people of Peel that she should be their new MHK. Nobody chose to oppose her. The newspaper coverage of this milestone in the parliamentary governance of the Isle of Man was decidedly low-key. There was no sign of feminist triumphalism. But the Isle of Man Examiner was the only Manx newspaper to publish a photograph of Marion being sworn in by the first Deemster as an MHK. In this we see an unremarkable-looking woman in the rather drab style of dress affected by middle-aged ladies of her time. The newspaper coverage of her entry into the House of Keys was also low-key and respectful. The Speaker, Mr. Frederick Clucas, was quoted in the Examiner as saying he could not say the election of ladies would add a new terror to elections of the future, but he could not say it would not add a new interest. Other senior members made speeches of welcome, in decidedly neutral terms. It was as if the House wasn't quite sure how to welcome a woman into their midst. Certainly the language in the members' room outside the chamber might have to be more restrained in future, and the lady would need her own separate toilet accommodation. Marion continued as Peel's MHK until her unexpected death in June 1942. Looking back on her career, the Examiner said she had been a member of the Fisheries Board of Tynwald and the Manx Museum Trustees and the Council of Education. No higher office, it seems, for whatever reason. And she had always been known as a devout Methodist and staunch teetotaler. Her funeral was attended by the Speaker of the House of Keys of the time, Mr. Joseph Qualtrough, who said she never expected and never asked for special consideration because she was a woman. She took all the political knocks that were going, and never shrank from doing her duty as an MHK. Also present at the funeral were her two sons, Finlow and Jack. The Second World War was going on at the time, and both young men were wearing RAF uniform. There seems to be absolutely no doubt that Marion Shimmin served Peel and the island well as an MHK. And it should be mentioned that one of her major achievements was to get government financial assistance for Manx fishermen. She also seems to have been no strident feminist. But she did light a political beacon for women in the Isle of Man, and it's still shining brightly to this day.